This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. Vaccines and medications will be the ultimate weapon used to beat COVID-19. And there's a giant race to develop the first medications and vaccine, driven both by profit and prestige. The potential market is enormous. This week, we learned about the limited effectiveness of a drug called remdesivir made by Gilead Sciences. But the story of that drug's development is far more interesting than was reported. The story starts with a universally fatal illness in cats called feline infectious peritonitis, or FIP. This nasty disease is caused by a coronavirus and is surprisingly common in cats who spent a lot of time in shelters or rescue facilities. Dr. Neil Peterson is a distinguished professor of veterinary medicine at UC Davis and has spent his professional career, beginning in 1964, studying coronaviruses in animals, particularly in the cat. He tried for years to develop a vaccine for FIP.
Vaccines have never been highly effective against coronaviruses, so this is something that the human researchers haven't appreciated. They haven't taken seriously.
So without a vaccine, that left only the option of medication. Dr. Peterson worked collaboratively with Gilead Sciences to look at their existing compounds for chemicals that might help with FIP.
And we found two drugs that were highly effective against FIP virus in tissue culture. And a second drug was called remdesivir.
This is the drug that this week Dr. Fauci touted as being a benefit to people infected with COVID.
We have had our little pandemic that's been going on for years, and we've been treating patients with basically the same drug, having high success rate, and nobody has even mentioned that it exists.
No one paid any attention to the veterinarians who had great experience with coronaviruses. Gilead refused to allow remdesivir to be made for cats because there was very little money in it. Gilead was waiting for something really big that could result in treatment for humans and generate significant money. They tested the drug as a treatment for Ebola, but it failed, so they waited. According to Peterson, Gilead was afraid if the drug was approved for animals and it showed some side effects, it could prevent future approval for humans and squelch their chance of making hundreds of millions of dollars. So remdesivir sat on the shelf and could not be used for cats with FIP. But enter the Chinese, who also had a growing problem with FIP in their own cats. They saw the potential of the drug remdesivir for cats, and they began to produce it themselves. And interestingly, they sent it covertly to pet owners here in the United States. But then came COVID, and the Chinese saw the drug's potential for treating coronaviruses in humans. And perhaps the rest is now history, with the recent trials showing it is moderately successful in treating COVID-19, and Gilead stocks shooting up. Of course, one lesson that might go unnoticed are the important gems that lurk in the world of animal science.
They had evidence from the cat, but you see, nobody ever uses that. Nobody references those papers from the medical side. They all talk about some experimental mouse study or some primate infection study, but they never mention the cat.
Human medicine is often unaware of what's happening in animal health. As we now rush to find a vaccine for COVID, there are also important lessons we risk missing.
Do you realize that we've been vaccinating for coronaviruses in cats and in poultry and in swine and even some of the other species for decades? We know all the weaknesses and strengths of vaccines. We've studied coronavirus infection pathogenesis in detail. Do you ever see anything in the literature saying, hey, the poultry industry has been vaccinating for infectious bronchitis for decades? They never mention any of that stuff.
Perhaps this speaks to the enormous importance of the concept of one health, that is, the interdependence of all living things. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.